So what how you doing, man? Yeah, it's Mick Strone.
Doing great. I just got home from being in and out of the state for months. I think since early March.
What state? The state of confusion.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I've been filming like crazy.
In future Tokyo, a young woman in the privatized police force tracks down her father's killer while battling against mutant rebels known as engineers, Tokyo Gore Police.
Oh, the Tokyo Gore Police. Yeah, let's talk about Tokyo Gore Police.
Oh, actually, so this was, I was trying to find like a couple that were weird, obviously.
Yeah.
I was actually going to suggest, I think I did suggest, like 2 years ago, I suggested, maybe it was 3 years ago, I don't know. I suggested the Machine Girl, which is one that this director did. He worked on it as a, he worked on Machine Girl as a special effects guy. And he went on to make this, and it's the same kind of story.
But Machine Girl is not an anime.
No, it's not. No, it's live action. But okay. I think we never got around to it. For some reason, we had it on our list, and then we said we were going to do it, then we decided not to do it for some reason. We did something else. We took a left turn.
We should do that just from the point of view of maybe it would be better.
Maybe. But he didn't direct that one, so.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which actually, by the way, since I'm talking about this guy, I should probably pull his name up. I had it up. I had it right here. Oh, it's Yoshihiro Nishimura. I think I said that right. If I didn't say it right, then I apologize. Give me a call, Yoshi.
Yoshihiro Nishimura.
Yoshihiro Nishimura.
Nishimura. Okay. Okay. So.
Don't ask me to pronounce anybody else's name.
I'll tell you. The honest God truth is I did not have the slightest idea what was happening.
I'm actually overwhelmed by this one. In fact, there's a lot to dissect here. See what I say?
I mean, I just, first of all, individually, some really untalented people and some talented people, but I couldn't tell which was which after a while. The makeup special effects went from marginal to unbelievably bad.
Oh no, that's what was good. I think that's what's good about it. In fact,
yeah, and I know, and I knew you were going to do this, and you were going to say, "Well, that's what makes it a good film."
And the main girl, she was good. She was kind of like a stoic, kind of straight faced.
I'm totally going to admit that you know the, but the editing was weird. Absolutely everything.
Actually, I did write down very weird, kind of like it's like really bad music video. That was one of my notes.
it literally, you know, and you know what it is it's sort of like you edited it for one thing all the way through, and then you just indiscriminately, like a game of pickup sticks, you just drop in like another 15 minutes of footage, just dropped it in because you'd be going along and all of a sudden it just, I mean, I just don't even know the relationship to what I'm looking at on the screen
for the commercials
about 30 seconds and then when it goes away, it's gone. You're never going to see whatever that was again.
And there were all these commercials that came out of nowhere, like Harikiri, which us Americans would say Harry Carey, but or wrist cutting is so cool. Wrist cutting is so cool.
Yeah, I really like the public announcement for wrist cutting. You know, but they were all cutting their wrists the wrong way, so that doesn't count.
It was it. Let's prevent Harry Carey. I can't remember what.
Yeah,
it hurts people or something. That's what the message was. That it hurts people.
It literally before you would ask me a question about it, I would have to go back and watch it again because the first time.
Well, do you see why I said don't watch this in fast because you'll miss everything? If you speed it up.
I could not speed it up. There was no way to do that because it just And I know that there were a couple of outrageously funny pieces, but there's so many pieces.
Well, I like the bad effects. I really liked the rubber arm when she was cutting something. The real arm compared to the fake arm. And then the head explosion. Did you notice the shot? Okay, this is one thing that annoys me that YouTubers do sometimes. They'll be reading a script or something, and they'll be like, and then it'll cut to the same exact shot. Like the same. It won't change like how close it is or anything. It'll just be the same shot. It just cut to that. Like, so if I cut to myself right now, it looks like shit, right?
Yeah.
But they did that in this movie right before his head exploded. I'm like, what the?
They did. It's almost, you know what it's like? It's almost as if they had a whole shot that they had a whole bunch of really bad shots, right? So they said, we'll just take the beginning of that whole shot and add it to the back of this whole shot, and we won't put in something in between in the middle of it, right?
Well, that whole shot actually was a wider shot.
Yeah.
That they obviously took parts of.
Yeah, but a lot of times they'll break up a moving one with a shot of something in the room, like the vase next to you.
Or before his head blows up, you get a closer shot of him. You don't stay in the same distance and cut to it.
Now I was going to ask you a question.
Oh, no.
If you're watching a film, right, and you're in a given situation and all of a sudden the camera goes oddly wide on the car, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I am not kidding. Paula and I have both gotten to the point that we'll go probably 2 or 3 seconds before it happens. We'll go, hey, they're gonna blow up that bridge, or they're gonna blow up that car, because there's this set shot that they do just before that. You know, it's we guess this is going to be the exact size of the explosion, which is bigger than a normal wide shot, right? It's bigger than a normal wide shot, and it's not a super wide shot, you know? It's just this kind of odd flames are going to come out approximately so and come out this side and at the top, it isn't going to matter on the bottom, so they punch the bottom frame up, and all of a sudden you get this parallax view. You're going, so they're gonna blow up the car. Look, well, they die by blowing the car up, and then it happens. Is the car always blows up.
Well, it's like that Jackie Chan movie where they took the shot of the hill all of a sudden, and then all this stuff started happening.
Right. What are you're looking at the hill, and you're going, why did they build the entire hill right there? And you're going,
they had to set the tripod there. Well, actually, okay, the other thing too, I actually liked how cheesy this was, because I guess I like bad effects sometimes, like especially if it's not really taking itself seriously, obviously, but like they weren't really trying to make it look amazing. But I also like the fact that I watched the English dub, which made it even more cheesy. And I think one lady did like four voices, and the worst one was the kid's voice.
My mommy.
That's how I did it, and it was really, really bad.
The kid's voice in the beginning.
It was so badly kind of like put together.
What'd you think about that segment? It looked like they took the storyboards from the movie and used those as the animation.
Occasionally, almost accidentally, they would put the wrong thing that they were trying to, the wrong color that they were trying to balance out, and they'd destroy everything else. And you go, hey, that's the most interesting thing they've done.
Well, I was there for the gore. I was there for all the blood spraying out. And actually, my favorite shot was the one, I'm not ruining anything, it's in the trailer. It's where the guy gets his arms cut off and he's spraying blood, and she just puts an umbrella up and just casually walks away.
And the amount of time that they will watch that show watches rubber monsters and rubber monster pieces, the more you go, wow, they look like rubber.
Everything was rubber. But, yeah.
Hey, did you notice this though? Remember what I was talking about in Blade, and I said that, you know, when I did the shower scene, that I didn't want I wanted the blood to look like this visceral thing when it, like it's attacking you, you know, it, so it didn't, I didn't want it to immediately run down. And if you notice in that film that all the blood that was in there was so watered down.
Well, they had to spray it.
Oh, yeah, it would spray, but it would also just like run down their faces, you know, and just be, you know, almost everything rolled off. This is just me being petty.
Well, I was wondering if the guy that did the special effects was like a former landscaper, because I was like, he must have brought all of his sprinklers with him, and like, like I said, it looked like every effect had sprinklers somewhere, like some kind of.
There was one point where somebody gives the guy a gun for his he's gonna kill himself. He gives him this little tiny gun, and he blows his head off, and then it cuts to the head completely gone. It was hilarious. Literally, it looked like he put a bomb on his forehead.
Well,
just
okay.
Like a little flap of skin, a whole bunch of blood, and a little flap of skin over here, and that sprained blood, right?
Oh, I noticed. I was going to bring something up that reminded me of 1980s Mick Strawn. Oh, the breast milk with the skeleton.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
It reminded me of 80s movies. I'm like, wait a minute, did I see that in Mortal Kombat, or was that Friday or Nightmare on Elm Street? Four? No, was it three?
You know what? We had a motto. Two tits will never do.
Well, not the breast milk, but I know we did the skeleton thing, you know, where you see a...
Right. Skeletons and breast milk. What?
But I did like the snail girl. Like, I like all the weird creatures that came in, like the snail girl. The weird, bizarre peeing scene was kind of disturbing. The giant penis, I could keep going, but I'm probably going to stop there. There's a lot of weird things.
Most of them came right in my head and right out the other side.
But it was all like back to back to back to back. And then they did this animation scene that was using storyboards, probably. It was just, I was like, what was that?
There wasn't anything that they were going to leave out, I gotta say.
Did you notice the...
They did segments that were just half cartoon-ish. They were like attacked by an AI or something. You were like, huh.
It was almost like a, that was an animation I would probably do. That's how bad it was. just like clip art, basically, that's moving around. Like, how'd you feel about the battle scene? I felt like it was a little like slow. Like they'd stopped, set up something, and then did it.
Which one was the battle? The battle at the
at
end?
The very end. Yeah, I'm like, it felt really weird, like awkward. Like slow.
It did. When was this done? This was done in the 90s, right?
2008.
Well, that's about when it started to happen, that we started to see fights that were almost completely poles and, you know, cable rigs and stuff like that, and accelerators and pumps and all the rest of this, so that they were hyper fights, you know. If you look back at the fight that was which one with Roddy Piper, John Carpenter film? They live.
Isn't that like a decade earlier, though? Isn't that around the late 90s?
Yes, it's called They Live.
They Live. Yeah, that's 88. You're talking about like, this is 2008. That's like,
whew. Yeah. What I was saying was They Live was before the hyperness of fights, right? And that's kind of what we're expecting to see these days.
Yeah, no, and totally.
If it doesn't happen, you're kind of like, it's slow. So the best trick is to
I think it's bad editing. It's bad editing. See, they it's almost like they let the camera run. Okay, now you're going to punch that guy. Now you're going to do this. And then they didn't bother to edit it to make it more interesting, like,
I had this thing on my finger. I was afraid it was going to get hurt if I. Yeah, yeah. I didn't. I really just didn't even get this film.
I didn't understand it either. But I actually kind of enjoyed it. I thought the devil was really disappointing, though. I mean, the devil, the guy that opened the door, and he was like, whatever.
The thing is, they were trying to do something. They're trying to get a very low budget. kind of a comic book look. And the funny thing about it is, and I've come against this before, to do a really good comic book look, it costs a lot of money to be that simple. Hey, it costs a lot of money to look that cheap.
Yes, I see what you're saying, yes.
And these guys didn't have the money yet. Exactly. So,
well, money isn't everything. I mean, come on. Roger Corman didn't spend much money. And some of his movies are amazing. I thought this was actually pretty entertaining. I just thought it was overwhelming, though. I'm like, what the hell is going on? It's too much. It was sensory overload.
Come on, you got to admit that it just did everything it could to lose you.
And the bad effects were amazing. I actually liked the bad effects and the creepy snail girl, all that stuff. It was just, it was like Evil Dead, but like a couple steps farther, like more absurd, I guess.
Yeah. No, it was.
What would this movie be like in reverse? They should have done it in reverse.
Why not? It would make just as much sense. Well, see, now you enjoy it because it's bad, and usually that kind of annoys me after a while. Annoyed. So,
well,
I think that the best that I could do is a 1.9. This is the best I could do.
I feel like we need to see Machine Girl because that was on my list a long time ago, but I don't know. I think it was kind of different because I like how they used the engineers used their body parts, like arms became swords and penises became guns. And the eyeballs that were boom, 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 shooting things out of his brain. I don't know what was going on there, but
which came first, do you think? The Bargain Basement comic novel or the Bargain Basement film?
Probably would say this is, you know, I should have researched this because I wondered if it was a comic book first or a graphic novel. So I would say that would probably come first.
I'm sure somebody is going to let us know.
I'm sure somebody will. And usually I look this stuff up before you ask me questions like that. But
hey, you're blowing this.
I know.
Hey, I'm the one that plays the idiot. Not you.
I didn't have time to research like I normally would. Gotcha. Like, was this a comic book? Usually I sit around and I wonder things. And then I say, is this a comic book or was... How do they do that thing with the arm? Oh, okay. It's a sprinkler. I don't know. But anyway. So I give it a... Since you gave it a 1.9, I have to add at least... I think it's a 2.9. It's strong enough to be almost be... For my enjoyment level... Okay, if I looked at this as a movie, I would rate it probably I'd agree with you. But a movie would be 1.9, but I enjoyed it to make it a 2.9. Over the top. The blood everywhere, the fake rubber arms. It was great use of rubber arms, I have to say.
Well, it was obviously there was very little CGI used.
That's another thing. You could obviously tell that.
Yeah. You know, when people, and look, what I'm saying here is that when people say, hey, I hate CGI and anything it can do, I just hate it. From now on, I'm going to go, hey, I got a film you should see.
If somebody took this and added some CGI to it, I bet you, especially nowadays... Probably sweeten it up a little bit. A little sweeter. I'm going to take it and edit it into a music video. I think I can make an amazing Crypt Amnesia video with this.
Wait a minute. You know how
I'm going to take Crypt Amnesia. I'm going to take...
You just line this sucker up in 3-minute increments and it's already...
No, I'm going to make it even more confusing.
Rock menus.
I'm going to take it down to 3 minutes, make it even more confusing, and use our theme song for it.
There you go.
I should get permission from the director, though. I feel like we need to have the director on our show, actually.
You have a need for that?
I do have a need for this, because I want to ask him about the rubber arms. I don't know what I'm talking
about. Where was it filmed?
I would imagine Japan somewhere.
Yeah, it was, yeah, okay. But I mean, I couldn't tell if it was a Japanese or a Korean film.
It's Tokyo kind of gives it away, I think.
Oh, that's right. Hey, it might be in the title. You don't know.
It was set in Japan. Futuristic, chaotic Japan is what I just found here.
Futuristic, as opposed to modern.
So I enjoyed it more than you. I guess that's what we learned here.
Yeah.
That you have no sense of entertainment. I'm just kidding.
I don't think that we were way apart here, buddy.
Not really, but I enjoyed it more. In fact, I didn't care that it didn't make much sense. And I just sat there. I think I watched it in the right frame of mind. I was like, oh, okay, gore.
Yeah. Blood. That's the kind of that you have to be just about as crazy as it is, you know.